the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. It is another rollicking edition of the Fade 5 podcast. It's feast week! Hallelujah! The greatest confluence of sports betting is underway. It is a true smorgasbord of sports. We got college basketball, the NHL, the NBA, and of course, a monster matchup on Monday Night Football between the Eagles and Chiefs. We got college football, some critical games for bowl eligibility. Going to get underway a little bit later on this week. It's just ridiculous. Wall-to-wall action. Day hoops tipping off here Central Time. Right now, there's already a game underway at 10:17 a.m. ILL time. So, Lundy, a lots to choose from. Let's go ahead and cruise down the avenue on the plus a bus. Honk, honk. What is your favorite longer odds wager plus 100 or greater across the world of sports books?
Let's go to the ice this evening. Seven games on the schedule in the NHL. I'm going to go with Colorado, coming off a massive win on Saturday night. They were losing 3-0 on the road against Dallas, and then not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, six straight unanswered goals by Colorado to come back and win that thing 6-3 on the road against a very good Dallas team, by the way. And so that was a big one for the Avs. They're continuing the road trip. So we're going to put this one together over at ESPN Bet. Why? Because it's the only spot right now, as of this morning, that you can find Mikko Rantanen for a single point as part of a same game parlay. Almost everybody's got him to have two or more points, but over at ESPN Bet, they've got him for just one. I do like him for the opportunity for two, but I'm going to play it safe. So give me 1 point for Mikko Rantanen and then Colorado on the money line against the Preds. Put those two together. Again, the only spot you can do that as of this morning is over at ESPN Bet. Nice and simple. It's a plus 103. Colorado, again, coming off of that huge win on Saturday. I think they carry some of that momentum forward. And then Mikko Rantanen in 21 career games against the Preds, he's got 23 points. Do the math on that one. So this is a good matchup for him, and he's also playing extremely well. Entirely different discussion. I think he's one of the most underrated players in the NHL because he gets overshadowed by McKinnon and McCarr. But Rantanen is a star in his own right. So a point for Mikko. Colorado on the money line. Same game parlay that at ESPN, plus 103.
Lundy, I was told there would be no math. The simpleton brain can't handle basic equations, and that one is one of them. But still, I like the trend there, and maybe we'll be thy friend. So nice little plus money offering there on the ice. Let's go to Hello Hawaii. Can I come over? Yeah, absolutely I can. The Maui Invitational being played this season in Honolulu, and I believe the Marquette Golden Eagles are going to win the whole shebang. You get that right now, and let's get seduced by that juice at plus 600, baby. Work the shoulders at BetMGM. This is the most loaded field we have ever seen in Maui Invitational history, the likes of number one Kansas. I know your entire family's going to be glued to the television because your wife is a giant KU fan. They're a part of this tournament, but Purdue in this tournament, Gonzaga as well, and Purdue in the Zags are going head-to-head in the opener. Chaminade's got no chance. I think they're like 50-point underdogs, and that's real against the Kansas Jayhawks, if you can actually find that line today. But I think Marquette, they're going to get the win against UCLA in a little early bonus time. I like them to cover. I will lay the six in this game, but I think they have the arsenal and the personnel to hoist the hardware here in the end. And the reason being, it's all about Tyler Kolek. As tournament play, usually exhibits, it's all about guard play, and he is the best pure point guard in all of college basketball. That is not an outlandish statement. That is not an exaggeration. It is true. I have seen him, and yeah, recently buys a hell of a drug. I saw it front and center at the State Farm Center as Marquette took down my Illini with a critical non-conference road win. But they are small ball extraordinaires. They play fantastic defense, and they look at Marquette statistically speaking. A team that is top 50 in effective field goal percentage defense and also in effective field goal percentage offense. They're hitting 37.5% from way downtown. So because they can, you know, potentially meet Purdue in the final, can pull a Zach Edey out or a Hunter Dickinson out of the paint, given that smaller roster. And those guys are so quick. And then given the smoothness, the savviness, the smarts of Tyler Kolek, hopefully his ankle's going to hold up in all the back-to-back-to-back games. I think Marquette could win the whole shebang. And at 6-1 odds, yeah, I'll sprinkle a little action on that bad boy with the plus bus riding off to the sunset. Let's get after it, Lundy, with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Numero cinco on the countdown today again. Mother of all matchups. It really is. Just a splendid primetime game under the bright lights there. Between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. So number five, let's get anytime touchdown prop on the board. Give me Rishi Rice to splash six. And the best odds right out of the business at BetMGM at plus 235. I actually think DraftKings has similar or the same odds as well. All the other sports books are well south of this number. Greater than 2-1? Yeah. I'll get on board with that. You look at Rice, a guy that, yeah, he's only got four touchdowns this season. Sure, he's only running 17.4 routes per game, but he's seen most of his volume and work coming inside the 20-yard line, indicative in his number 17 ranking among all NFL wide receivers and total red zone targets. More importantly, he's got the ultra-accurate Patrick Mahomes spinning spirals in his general direction. That's why he is number three. Yeah, top three among wide receivers and catchable target rate. And you look at Philadelphia, whether it's Slay, whether it's Bradbury, whether it's the safeties, man, they have not lived up to the hype and the expectations of being even remotely an average secondary, one of the most generous in the NFL. They have allowed the most wide receiver touchdowns of any defense in the league, 14 TDs in nine games. So put all together, Rishi Rice is going to cook. Give me him for an end zone spike. Anytime touchdown plus 235 at BetMGM. Lundy, Vader follow.
One of my favorites in terms of plus odds on the touchdown. My favorite on the board is Kelsey. I'll explain that coming up in bonus time and how I want to work that one in because it is at minus odds. But in terms of plus odds, this is an extremely favorable one. I think the fact that you can pull this number above 2-1 is solid just based on A, what we've already seen out of the Eagles in terms of what can happen from a wide receiver standpoint. And let's face it, when you're at home at Arrowhead, I lean into Kansas City pretty heavily.
Rice, it pairs nicely with turkey or potentially your bankroll. Take it to the house, Rishi Rice.
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro here on the countdown. Let's get some more plus money on the board and do it SGP style in this Monday night showdown between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. Give me Patty Mahomes, two or more passing touchdowns on this two-legger SGP, and then just give me the Chiefs to win straight up. So take them on the money line. Yeah, put those two together. And by the way, I built this at BetMGM, a cool +110. And you look at what Patty Mahomes has done. He has done this in 6-9 contests, throwing at least two end zone strikes. Now, kind of a down year for him inside the 20-yard line. He's only number 15 among qualifying quarterbacks in red zone completion percentage. But again, as I outlined, the Eagles have been ultra susceptible and vulnerable via the air. Though they are number four in pass EPA defense, they've given up 19 passing touchdowns this season, and five quarterbacks have gone for at least a couple of TDs through the air. So maybe one to Rice, maybe one to Kelsey, as Mr. Lundy alluded to. I say on this SGP, Patrick Mahomes going to be a money man for two-plus passing touchdowns. And I say KC with 100,000 Arrowhead fans in full throw, get the victory. If that SGP cashes, a cool +110 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
This is a simple way to take KC on the money line and actually try to get some value out of it. So I like this with the two passing touchdowns. There's a lot of props that are really tempting for this game tonight, which is actually part of why I'm kind of scared a little bit, is because you sit back and you go, oh, yeah, this many receptions, that many yards, this many on the ground, this and through the air. And you start adding this stuff together. Pretty soon you've got an eight-leg SGP that you're like, ah, this is awesome. I got this one. And then you're gonna miss like four of the legs if you're anything like me over the course of this weekend. Yesterday's early slate, Brad, can kiss my ass. I think that's really the lesson that I'm trying to share with everybody on the Monday edition of the podcast is just everybody that played at 1 o'clock Eastern time yesterday. Seriously, F off.
Go sit somewhere where the sun don't shine. That makes no sense whatsoever. But I will say this.
You can sit where the sun doesn't shine, but I plan on planting my size 10.5 boot up your ass before you do. I'm telling you, I got killed yesterday on the early slate. Oh, I was so mad. I was so mad, Brad. And then I was chasing. And then sometimes that pays off. Sometimes it doesn't. But hey. At the end of the day, the Vikings shit the bed last night. And so that helped me out.
True story, Lundy. I was going to go 0-7 in tickets on a Sunday night football until Cortland Sutton caught that damn touchdown pass at the end of the game.
It's automatic right now with him.
That flipped me four tickets, and we went from a huge minus nine to up like right around a unit and a half. Unbelievable turn of events. So hopefully we're not going to be pulled up in all the wrong places and sweating this one out on the SGP, Patty Mahomes, 2+ passing touchdowns, and Kansas City on the money line. Get it done and earn your barbecue sauce.
Number 3.
All right, Newmar Trace here on the Fade of 5 countdown. Let's go to the Philadelphia side of things, shall we? And Devontae Smith, give me the over on longest catch. That number sitting at 21.5 yards. Pretty much universal odds in the business right now, and it's -120. So I pulled this one from ESPN. You get the same odds, whether you're looking at MGM at Tape Time or at DraftKings FanDuel. It doesn't matter what book you want to invest in, but I think this bad boy is going to cash. And the reason being is simple. You look at Smith. He has hit the over on this 7 times this season. The advanced analytics are not really characteristic for the Slim Reaper, who usually is one of the premier field stretchers in the NFL. He's only number 29 in ADOT. He's only averaging 12.7 yards per reception. However, he has 12 deep ball targets to his name. That's teetering on the top 20 at the position. He's averaging 6.7 targets per game. And I think he's going to get a lot of Jalen Watson in coverage as A.J. Brown probably going to get a ton of McDuffie. And if he does line up against Watson early and often, Watson's allowed a 123.0 passer rating to his assignment. So the clear weak link in this secondary the Kansas City Chiefs, Kansas City as well as a collective number 13 highest average depth of target allowed. So pull all that together. I think Devontae Smith catches like a 25 yarder. Hopefully it's early and it's a sweat free cash. If it does hit -120 there at ESPN Bet, Lundy. Better follow.
Universal across the board that he's going to do something longer than this. I expect KC to, fall asleep at least once on a play against him. And this seems like a yardage prop that I can live with. I don't like the fact that it's been juiced up already, but that's because I'm greedy. Because again, yesterday, the early slate took all of my money. It just give that man his money. That's what I need them to say back to me this evening. I need my money back. I need all of you to give me my money back. Please.
Well, I tell you what you can do is, if you haven't already, Lundy, just go ahead and sign up at ESPN Bet because they give you $200 in free bets. You got to use a certain school, which doesn't really apply to Colorado. What is that promo code?
Yeah, they're ESPN Bet partnered up with us, one of their partners they've got across the country to be able to do it. And the promo code Brad's talking about is Lehigh. Now, if you sign up for ESPN Bet, and use that promo code, L-E-H-I-G-H, Lehigh. If you use that promo code, instead of the $200 in bonus bets that they're just sort of throwing out there, you get $250 if you use that. So why not take the extra $50 when you sign up for ESPN Bet? And Brad, before we get to the top two picks here on the Fade 5, one of the cool things that you can do at ESPN Bet is the no touchdowns. Yeah. We were talking about that last week, right? So people do the anytime touchdowns, whatever. A lot of the books do not give you the chance to say, not so fast, my friend, and pick the guys that are not going to score. Brad, I'm just going
to
rattle off the 8. If you're watching or you're listening, you may have to hit rewind, but here we go. These 8 guys, no touchdowns, and you can do this at ESPN Bet at plus 112. So ride or die with me on this one. And we'll just do it alphabetical because that's how I built it. Blake Bell, Boston Scott, Clyde Edwards-Hilaire, Kadarius Toney, Kenneth Gainwell, Julio Jones, Mecole Hardman, and Sky Moore. If all eight of those guys manage to stay out of the end zone this evening, plus 112. Okay, now, this is the goofiness you can do within a same-game parlay at ESPN Bet. It's really cool. They've got a lot of cool – I hit two or three of the boosts that they had this weekend. They've got boosts that, frankly, I was appreciative of it because sometimes I look at something and I go, Brad, that's boosted for a reason. With ESPN Bet over the weekend, there were a couple of boosts that I took that actually cashed. So make sure you're checking out their bonuses when you get signed up with that promo code Lehigh, L-E-H-I-G-H. Brad, of those eight, if there's anybody that's going to burn me, who's it going to be?
Kenneth Gainwell.
Okay. He's the one that had me the most concerned, to be honest with you, if he were to sneak in there. I'm not as worried about a bunch of the other guys, but he was one. I also get a little worried every now and then about Sky Moore, that he's going to sneak his way in. But again, no touchdowns out of those eight guys, and you can do this. This is unique to ESPN Bet. So get signed up, get your $250 in free bets, but use our promo code Lehigh so that they know that we sent you.
Eight-legger Lundy. Calvin Ridley is jealous.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the feed at five. Countdown. Let's get back to the SGP market. Oh, here's a familiar name. You already heard about him a couple of times. Give me Patty Mahomes. 18 or more rush yards. So booty scooting in this game on that alt line. And give me Jalen Hurts. 31 or more rush yards. You put those two together at DraftKings. Plus 118 on that juice. What about Mahomes? He's averaging 4.7 rush attempts per game and 28.7 rush yards per game. Is it the over on this? Relative ease in six contests this season. Now, Philadelphia has only allowed a combined 94 total rush yards to the quarterback position this season, but what kind of scoring duelists have they faced? I haven't faced anybody the caliber of Patrick Mahomes. And most importantly, too, I love looking at the pressure rates. And Philadelphia is number eight in the National Football League in pocket pressure percentage. So dial up the heat. Mahomes reads, recognizes, and takes off. All I need him to get is 18 yards to cash the front end of this two-legger. Then Jalen Hurts. Hurts so good. Come on, Jalen, make it up so good. Yeah, do it on the ground, man. Nice little discount here. The standard line at 36.5, and I think he's going to get at least 31. He's averaging 9.8 attempts per game. A lot of brotherly shoves, probably for 3, 4, or 5 yards a clip, probably one or two at least, going to happen in this game. Now, he's only gone over this number like four times this season, but Kansas City, as I mentioned, pocket pressure rate. They're one of the highest in the NFL. In fact, they're number two, dialing up that heat, 28.2% of opponent dropbacks. And Kansas City, too, number 24 in rush EPA defense. Now, Justin Fields, they only got to go over this number this season against them. But Hurts, again, he's probably going to run 9 to 11 times. Even if a couple of those are on quarterback sneaks, he'll get some chunk gains and get me the necessary 31 to ultimately cash. So to recap on this SGP, Patrick Mahomes, 18-plus rush yards. Jalen Hurts, 31-plus rush yards, plus 118 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow.
The worst part of using Patrick Mahomes rushing yards in any bet is that ever since you pointed out how he runs, I can't unsee.
Oh.
I can't unsee the damn thing. Just the way he scoots along the ground.
Yeah.
I'm to the point now where I can't unsee that ever since you pointed it out. So, I just decided, well, if that's the way it's going to be, then that's the way it's going to be. I do like both of these numbers. Super low threshold. Yes, it's not this big, sexy ass payday. I'm not worried about that. As you're going to see coming up in bonus time with a couple that I built that are just barely over the plus odds. This one, love it.
We're just trying to get winners, man, and build that bankroll. Booty scoop Mahomes and plow ahead, Jalen Hurts.
Number one.
Numero uno, my top play, Monday Night Football, Chiefs, Eagles, a familiar name. And I think we featured this before as the number one play here on the Fade 5 podcast a few weeks ago. So I'm going back to that well, and hopefully the water is going to taste oh so good on Justin Watson. Give me the over 18 and a half yards, longest catch. Now, I grabbed this at ESPN Bet, and the beauty of that site is they have alternative lines for longest catch. So the standard line's at 17 and a half. You get that like minus 120, minus 125, and I'm like, screw that. I want some plus odds on the board. I take it up another yard, and bam, plus 110. I don't think there's any other site out there that does that. So one of the advantages ESPN Bet has, run by Penn National there, on that app and website. Again, use that promo code Lehigh if you want in on this particular prop. But Justin Watson, I think, is going to get this on a single catch, because usually he'll have like one or two catches in a game. He's barely even averaging five targets per game. Actually, he's averaging only 3.1 looks per contest from Patrick Mahomes. He's really spreading the love around, whether, you know, going not primarily, but mostly to Travis Kelce or Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore. List goes on and on and on. But he'll take a couple of deep shots with Watson. He has 13 deep ball targets in eight games. He is numero uno in ADOT, average depth of target among wide receivers at 21.5. He's at the over on this seven times. He's averaging a robust, really a ridiculous 19.7 yards per catch. And I don't care who he gets in coverage. It could be James Bradbury. It could be Darius Slay. Slay's given up a 90-plus pass rating of his assignments. Bradbury, much worse, a 118.7. But the key is this. You look at Philadelphia in that secondary. I told you, they've really been struggling in mightily in pass coverage this season, and the advanced analytics really bear that out. Philadelphia, that defense has the fifth highest ADOT allowed, the fifth most total air yards allowed, and the eighth most air yards attempt per allowed. So you put that all together, Patrick Mahomes, you know he's going to take at least a handful of deep shots down the field. Hopefully one or two of those will go Watson's way outside the numbers. He reels one in for 20-plus yards, and we're counting our money in the end. So to recap, J-Dub, Justin Watson, over 18.5 yards longest catch, plus 110 at ESPN Bet, my top play of the day, Lundy. Fade or follow?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know, Jim.
I'm skeptical. Why does he always call? Why does he always insert Jim's name into everything? By the way, why is it always?
Oh, Tony Romo.
If you watch it, this Jim. If you look at this, Jim, look over here, Jim. Jim, if you did a drinking game every time Romo says Jim, you'd be hammered by the end of the first quarter. Constantly
yeah, I
pointing out
that.
His name. I don't sit here on the podcast going, well, Brad. You start to get into where your Frank Caliendo when he's doing his Mel Kiper. Todd. All right. I'll follow on this one just because I really hope that he does. But in fact, Justin Watson ties into one of my same game parlays that I've got for you. So it's one of these where I'm going to try to correlate, and I'm going to hope that you're right in terms of the longest catch. Mine has to do with receptions, but we'll get to that here in a second.
Ooh, and let's go ahead and get to that here right now, Lundy. It's bonus time. Again, it's feast week. Let's grab a knife and a fork and start digging in on the rest of the Monday afternoon or evening slate. Feed me, Lundy. Feed me.
Before I get to Monday Night Football, let me go back to the ice for you really quickly. I already gave you the same game parlay I like with Colorado. I also like Colorado to win this one in regulation. You can get that at DraftKings at a minus 105. So again, no OT for Colorado on the money line there. And if you want to get crazy with the cheese whiz on the puck line, -1.5 over at DraftKings. I think it's worth a half unit for Colorado, -1.5. You can get that at plus 150. 50. Throw a half unit bet on that one because Colorado, again, I think that win against Dallas was a big one for them. I think they're going to carry some momentum. Let me go up north of the border. That is where Vancouver, the Canucks, are taking on. Oh, yes, the team we love to pick on, the San Jose Sharks, who, by the way, cost me a massive parlay on Saturday. So F off, Sharks, for finally figuring out how to win. But I don't expect it to continue to happen. Give me Vancouver on the money line and over 5.5 goals to be scored in that contest. You can do that one over at ESPN Bet. That is a +103. Just fully expect Vancouver to be able to take care of the Sharks. Again, the Sharks are going to win every now and then. I just don't see them stringing a bunch of them together. So take advantage of that one. This is a little bit of an oddity, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway, just because I think the best matchup in the National Hockey League tonight is the New York Rangers on the road to take on the Dallas Stars, two teams that have started off the season extremely strong. +350 at DraftKings for that game to go to overtime. And I think it's got a decent chance. Don't put a lot on it, folks, because the payout is big at the +350. But I think there's a chance that the Rangers and the Stars wind up in an extra frame. Really quick in the NBA this evening, if you're taking on the Spurs and your name is James Harden, I fully expect you to stack the stat column like you wouldn't believe tonight. His PRA sits at 30.5. Give me the over on that one. Yeah. Most importantly, because the Spurs are giving up a ridiculous number of assists per game to their opponents. So if you put that together, I think Harden's going to get the points. I think he grabs a few boards here and there, but I expect him to be able to do it with the dimes this evening. So give me the over on his PRA at 30.5. It's juiced up a little bit. Last time I saw it before we hit record on the pod, it was at a -120. All right, here we go. Let's go. I got three same game parlays for you, and each one has a theme, shall we? Oh. Let's start off with Mr. Taylor Swift. This is all Kelce all the time over at BetMGM. Give me Kelce for 5 or more catches. Give me Kelce for 60 or more yards, and give me Kelce to splash 6. If those three things happen for big number 87, we are talking about +138 at BetMGM. And if you want to take his yardage total from 60 to 70, if you're a little greedy and you want to bump it up to 70, you can actually take that up to a +165. Continuing on the theme, let's go to Philly. These are three Eagles wide receivers on receptions. Give me A.J. Brown for 6, Devonta Smith for 4, and DeAndre Swift for 2. Brown for 6, Smith for 4, Swift for 2, +120. At BetMGM. Again, I told you these are small incremental same game parlays, but I'm just trying to get positive odds and then hopefully cash a ticket. There are some boosts at the various books for this evening when it comes to your SGPs, so you may want to apply one of these. These are all the odds without any kind of boost being included. Again, that one at BetMGM +120. Then, if I'm going to do an all Philly, I might as well do a KC barbecue special. So let me roll with you on this one. Give me Travis Kelce for 5 or more. Give me Rashee Rice for 3 or more. Give me the aforementioned Justin Watson for 2 or more. That one's got me a little bit concerned. 2 or more. And give me Isaiah Pacheco for a catch. That's all I need is 1 out of Pacheco. If you put all of that together at BetMGM, it is a +125. I told you Justin Watson makes me a little bit nervous just because, as Brad said, it's usually a 1 or 2 and done for him. Yep. But he has had 2 or more in 3 out of the last 4 games and in 6 out of the 8 that he's played this season. So I'm going to go for the multi-catch for him. So again, Kelce for 5, Rice for 3, Watson for 2, Pacheco for 1, +125 on that SGP. And all three of those that I built, the Kelce, the Eagles, and the Chiefs, were all done at BetMGM. More to be posted on the spreadsheet coming up, but for now, I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Team Huevos time, my parlay play of Monday Night Football on this multi-legger leg numero uno. Give me the all total over 35.5 between the Eagles and the Chiefs. Leg numero dos, I'm with Lundy on Mr. Taylor Swift. Give me Kelce to score an anytime touchdown. Leg numero tres, Rashee Rice. I said he's going to score a touchdown. There's one catch right there. I need 2 others. I need 3 or more in total. And then DeAndre Swift, leg numero cuatro, 2 or more reception. So to recap, the over on the game total alt at 35.5, Kelce touchdown, Rice 3 or more catches, DeAndre Swift 2 or more catches, a cool +185 at BetMGM. I don't really need to give you any additional context. I'd like all of those achievable thresholds. The toughest, of course, will be Kelsey, but hopefully he will cash in early. The parents are meeting. Oh, joy. All right, moving on. Additional action here in bonus time. Let's get one more Monday Night Football play on the board. Lundy, I kind of like Isaiah Pacheco on the under rush yards at 48.5, but I like the over on receiving yards. That one's in at just 16.5. He's caught at least three balls in three of his last four games, averaging right around 12 routes run per game. The Eagles have allowed a handful, five in total, running backs to catch 20 yards in a contest. Got to work outside the tackle box. He'll be a check down option for Patty Mahomes. Probably going to catch, at least two passes, maybe three. If you don't want to take the over receptions, it's really juiced up on that 2.5 number, but I like the yards at 16.5. I think he's going to crack 20 in this game working in the open field. Let's go to college basketball because the slate is ridiculous. We got some day action. This one coming in the Cayman Islands. I like the Drake. I love the Drake, hate the Drake. Love the Drake, hate the Drake. You want to drop Hotline Bling with the other Drake? Go that route as well. I just like the Bulldogs. Representatives there from Iowa. I'm laying the chalk in Stephen F. Austin, and they're going to chop down the Lumberjacks. That number -3.5. It's all about threes and turnovers against Stephen F. Austin. You look at Drake, 44.9% of their shots are coming from distance, and they're draining nearly 37% of those opportunities. And you look at SFA, they're just admittedly number 198 in three-point percentage defense so far this season. And Stephen F. Austin, they play a lot of pressure, and they thrive off of turnovers. If you have some good ball handlers, which DeVries and company certainly have, and you don't turn the rock over, that really stymies the offense of Stephen F. Austin. They get a lot of sprint outs. You look at Drake, they are only coughing up 13.6% of their possessions. And, I think Stephen F. Austin, who is number 28 in college basketball and turnover percentage defense, are not going to get the miscues and be able to hang tough as a result. And then you look at Drake's defense, they turn opponents over a ton. And Stephen F. Austin turns themselves over a ton as SFA is number 345 in college basketball and turnover percentage offense. So I know that SFA has got a major advantage inside the arc, but the threes will negate that and get Drake out in front and win by four or more. So I'm going to lay the 3.5 there at a -110 juice. No matter what book, that's what it is here at Tape Time. Elsewhere, Maui Invitational style, I like Marquette. I will lay the 6 against UCLA. I know UCLA is getting some bodies back, but they got to build up some chemistry, and they can't score right now. They're number 115 EFG offense on the season. They're only shooting 24.1% from outside, and Marquette, it's all about that guard play. They don't have a lot of size outside of Iguodaro inside, but it's all about Tyler Kolek, and it's all about the depth as well. As I mentioned before, top 50 in EFG offense and EFG defense, and they're shooting 37.5% from three. They will cover, at least I'm confident they will, the 6 in Maui. Purdue Gonzaga, a little SGP action on this two-legger. Give me the Boilermakers to win straight up on the money line, and I'm going to take the total down to 147.5 and hit that over. You put those two together at BetMGM, even money, +100. You know what Purdue's got. They got the best player in the country in Zach Edey, who's an absolute monster in the middle. He can actually pass extraordinarily well. They're hitting shots from outside as well. You look at Purdue on the season, number 11 EFG offense, number 14 EFG defense. Like a slower down game, though they can run. I mean, the Zags are going to run. They're going to emphasize the tempo. But Gonzaga, number 160 in EFG defense, are giving up 37.5%. from outside. So Smith and Jones and Foster Lawyer, those guys I think are going to be working with a lot of success on the 3-point stroke. Purdue number 4 in the country as well, and assist to field goals made. So again, Purdue money line and the over 147.5 at +100. And Lundy, one more selection in the NBA. Rudy Gobert. Oh, give me the under on rebounds. That number sitting at 11.5. He's taking on the Knicks, -115 juice there at BetMGM. New York, they have allowed the fewest opponent rebounds per game by a significant margin. They're only giving up in total 39.5. That is it. Gobert, sure, he's averaging 12.3 rebounds per game, but he's hit the under needed here. So 11 rebounds or fewer, 5 times this season. I think it's going to be a six-pack there at Final Buzzer. Woo! All right. That is a wrap on this edition of the Fade at 5 podcast. Please drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. It helps us out a lot. And follow us on the X or the Twitter. We're always trying to give it to you there. Lundy, his free spreadsheet picks at 8 Lundy. I do the same damn thing at Noisy Huevos. For the always festive Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.